Hello and thank you for listening to Shield Up, the Patreon exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gav Murphy, and without me, it would just be Rukut or RK. And that doesn't sound as good. It needs a G at the end, doesn't it? RK does actually sound pretty good, to be fair. There we are. This week, we've got a load of weird work problems involving shitting, scheming, which we love, as you well know, and Pornhub. Yeah. If you're listening to this as well, then maybe you like us and fancy coming to see us at EGX Resd on Saturday the 6th of April. We're going to be in the meet and greet section at 4 p.m. hanging out with lovely people just like you. So get yourself a ticket to Resd, which you can just find if you just Google EGX Resd tickets, and come and say hello to us. Like, we've been asked to do lots of stuff like this by different companies, and we never really said yeah to much like this before because it hasn't been right, or we haven't really known the company or anything like that. But we love everything that EGX does. They are good people, as far as we know. And also because we've never said yeah, because really, we're all shit scared nobody is going to turn up. So please don't let our nightmares become a reality. And make sure you get down to that. That's Saturday, April the 6th at 4 p.m. at EGX Res meet and greet section. We're also going to be guests on Nightmare Live. You can get yourself tickets for the April 26th gig at nightmarelive.com. That's Nightmare with a K. And you get tickets for the King's Palace gig on April 26th. And the best thing about this is you can sign up if you've bought a ticket and you can be part of the audience. But also, you might get called on stage and then get directed around by us, which should be hilarious, I think. Right then, on with the Pornhub. Be going on weird work problems today.
Okay.
You guys experiencing any weird work problems?
Well, I hope
it's
not.
It's hard to say in this forum.
You're like, one of you go out, two of you go out.
When our performance reviews.
Yeah.
Did we just sit in front of a mirror?
It's like, I'll keep it ambiguous, but a certain Welshman has been really grinding my gears recently in the workplace.
No, that's too obvious. He's bearded. Okay, here we go. Hey, lads. So there's a police department in Oregon that I'm dead set on joining in 2021. Like, Oregon 2021 sounds like a really shit cop show, doesn't it?
Also, it's just like, I don't want to join the police. This police department, it looks, this is particular one.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to be a policeman? Only if I can go to Oregon 2021. you have to be 21 to apply, is why he says that. So he's going to be 21 in 2021. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
He was a Y2K baby.
Wow. Which means what? Is that Benjamin Button? Or what's that one?
I don't know.
Was he like, what kind of baby was he?
He's a bug. He's a big bug. Can't set the video recorder.
He just EMPs every building he walks into. Oh, God damn it, David, get out of here.
Again. Anyway, I was taking a little sneak peek at the application and I noticed something that made my heart stop. One of the questions on the application is if I've ever watched pornographic material. What does this mean, lads? Well, I have to say, RIP to my old friend Pornhub. They also required details on the question, so I'd have to put in the years I partook in this heathen activity. Would love to hear input on this depressing matter. P.S. I'm wanking whilst writing this. That's your problem, mate. Fucking put it down.
That's a weird question to have on an application form.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, do they do it because... I don't know. No, I honestly don't know. It's like,
it's pretty,
I
also liberal thought, state, like, Oregon.
I thought it was don't ask, don't tell. Isn't that what Clinton brought in? Or it's about gays in the military. It all applies.
Is that just the touch point for America?
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
I guess, so this application is to go to a specific branch, not to become a police officer. Presumably he's already a police officer.
I don't
officer.
Think so. He's just turning 21, so I don't think he is.
No,
I didn't think there would be an app, like, is it just going to be like, what?
What, do you think in there they just love porn and they're like, what have you seen?
Yeah, which one? What are you into?
What's your favorite videos? What's he taste? Oh, guys, he likes this.
Boys did the bang bus.
I don't,
what was this, 2006?
I don't think you fit in around here. Brazzers boy, is it?
Oh, Brazzers is good.
I'm into porn that you haven't even heard of.
Maybe it's like it's all divided up into what you're into.
And then that's what you, if you're like, oh, I'm into girls getting off their head and like druggies doing coked up blowjobs, like, he's Vice.
Well, it's like the sorting hat.
Yeah, but to be fair,
it's like, what's turning you on? That's your sorting hat. Yeah. Your advice.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, I like fake taxi, right? He's on parking duty. there you go, done. I'm doing it for him. I think it's a weird question. Definitely, but I don't know what you can do, mate.
I don't think you have to answer that.
But also, are they going to check your computers?
Well, I just don't understand why they're asking that, because it's incredibly personal, but also it's not illegal.
No. That's got to be like a hazing thing. Like he fills it out and he's like, yeah, I did.
You weren't meant to do that.
When it's submitted, everyone's like, ah, like, what's he watch?
Yeah. I would leave that blank.
Like, I wonder what the follow-up questions are as well, being like, well,
you copy paste URLs.
Yeah. Show your work.
Examples of can you show examples of you rubbing out?
It was two questions. It was what kind of porn you watch. The second one was just crime, good or bad. Mm. If you nailed those both, I think they just slap the badge on you, toss you a gun.
Or I'd submit loads of like cop porn. Even in my downtime, I'm trying to like, I'm investigating technique, clue finding. Sometimes it's better to be on your knees close to clues.
Lots of handcuff stuff.
You don't get to roll your eyes. You put this question in.
What does he actually want? Oh, will I have to? Oh, basically. Well, yeah, he just asked what it means. And obviously we don't know.
We're not the authority, I think, to speak on that.
Well, it depends what we're speaking on.
Yeah.
I can be authority on some of this.
Depends what he's into.
I don't know what to do really, because obviously you don't want to say, you don't want to be completely honest if being completely honest is going to fuck your chances of being a police person.
And there is the general policy of honesty.
I don't know why that's on there, because I don't think that should impact.
That should not be on
it. Does it just say, do you watch porn, or is it any more specific than that?
It just says they ask for details as well.
Details?
Mm.
No.
Never.
Does he say he has porn watching habits? Does he tell them?
He says he watches a lot, yeah.
A lot? As in, I would...
What's a lot?
Like, he's got it on like another window while typing that email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, like, even if you're saying yes, you can't be like, yeah. You can't write yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be like affirmative.
To be honest, this application has been a struggle.
Yeah.
I've been at it a while. I've had to stop four times.
You need to do is one of those things where it's like, you know, where you're in a job application and they're like, oh, what's your biggest weakness?
Mm.
And it's like, well, I'm a perfectionist. You know, you got to find a way to flip this question.
Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, it's like, do you watch porn? And it's like, well, yeah, because nothing gets me more excited than the law.
The
you know,
cold,
kind of
hard.
Yeah. Nothing really like gets me going much like punishment.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right, mate.
Yeah, I love it all. Handcuffs, punishment.
The baton.
Riding the backs of cars.
Things that look like batons.
BBW. Big batons at work. I know. Yeah, I love them. I think you're fucked, mate.
I think we just turned him on now.
I think don't be honest.
I think be honest.
Well, they're not going to check his computer.
No, I think just say
yes.
I think yes.
Yeah,
not loads.
Not without a warrant.
there you go. I think we've answered that one.
Do you think he's like, you got to help me, I'm sweating here because a lot of it is illegal. It's bad stuff and I should not become a cop. Like, what are you doing this for?
I like you, like, he's sweating as if it's happening now. He's like, when are you guys recording? Because I am in this room.
Yeah.
Deleting hard drives.
That's a good point. He's like, you sure this is not entrapment?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Mm.
And you're going to put it all out there and they're like,
wait, we're being entrapped.
No, he's being entrapped. Yeah. Us. I hope not.
I feel like, to be fair...
Well, you have just said lie to the police.
Yeah. But also, I feel like there's hundreds of hours of me doing probably not...
What are you
not
going to say?
Not entirely illegal things, I think. Yeah.
Right, how about we take a vote then? Okay. Gav?
Not honest.
Not honest? Krupa?
Yeah. I'd ask them why they're asking the question. Maybe that's what they're looking for. Because they go, yeah, you're right. It is illegal to ask that on an application form.
Oh, that's good.
Turn a question into a question.
Yeah,
Love it.
Take it back at them.
What are you saying?
I say just yes. Be honest.
Be honest. Yeah. Chuck links down.
Keep it short, though.
But you just have you watched. Say honest, but if he's watching like a shitload, tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
Just say I used to watch a lot when I was younger, but yeah, like, or just go like, mate, I can't get out of the house.
If you're watching that much, you should address that before you become a police officer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole other problem.
Well, you want to police officer? Right. Except for you'll get me out of the house.
Listen, it's not till 2021. He's got 2 years.
To
He's
get
got
it all 2 years out.
To calm it all down.
Okay.
There's nothing left of it.
There you go. Nice breadth of answers there for you, mate. Good luck. Let us know how it goes in 2021.
Yeah.
Here we go then. Bit more weird work problems. Phoned in sick last week for 2 days. Now wrong with me. And this week I am actually sick. Should I phone in again or write out the problem and play the symphony card at work? I don't know if you mean sympathy there.
I was so sure you were going to be like, all right, next question. I want to be a fireman, but I can't stop jacking it.
Yeah.
I heard about the death of the family with my deepest symphony.
Symphony card. What excuse have you guys given when you can't be asked going in to work?
Mate,
you've just straight up not turned up several times.
One time. I'm really bad at it. I've been told by our boss to go home for some time because I don't come in. I come in all the time when I'm sick. I remember like one time, I forget what was wrong. I had like an eye infection or something and I was like editing with like one eye open. And my boss was like, just go home.
Yeah.
Go home. And you can't see. Like, just go home.
But you can't see the best of times.
Do you remember when you had that bit of glass in your foot?
Yeah, I came in for a week.
Tell us about that. It's hilarious.
I got a bit of glass stuck in my foot and thought I got all of it out. Didn't realize
that. How did you get the glass in your foot?
It was just smashed in the kitchen and I was walking briskly through the floor. And
your flatmate cleaned it up, did they?
I think they cleaned it up, but they left. Yeah, they left a bit. So I thought I managed to get it all out. And then after 2 weeks, realized it wasn't really healing as quickly as I thought. And after a series of good old guy friends and my mum telling me to just man up and
I want to say these guy friends are not us. We kept telling you to go to the hospital.
Dale did. Dale was like, just deal with it.
Also for context, your mum is a fucking nurse.
She was a nurse and she's like,
saying man up.
Yeah.
That's the NHS in Northern Ireland. You should man up.
I went to and got my foot x-rayed and obviously glass is not an easy thing to see.
Yeah.
Even on an x-ray. But yeah, there was still like a shard that was stuck up there. So I'm not going to get into details, but they cut me open and took it out. But after a week of like...
Because you had to miss a live stream for that.
Yeah.
Like.
And then I remember I think I messaged you groups. I was like, all right, so they want to like cut my foot open basically and get this stuff out. But I think it'll be done by 3 so I can make it back for the live stream. And you were like, no, like go home.
It's like, at this point, we'll go to plan B.
Yeah.
What's a good excuse? I remember reading something that Charlie Brooker wrote years ago in G2, where he was like, he just said, you can only use this like once or twice at your place.
My mum's died.
He's like, yeah. you can to be fair, I think it's probably once, but he's just like, just text your boss saying you shit yourself on the way to work. Because it's such an embarrassing problem to have that you wouldn't just offer that information like gladly. Like, and I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah, but what about like, you know, personal appraisal times and promotion
and
times.
Also,
like, I'm not going to promote the guy who shot himself.
And also,
this guy's phoning in sick. I don't think you're phoning in sick.
Also,
for a
if you tell your boss that, that's going to get out. The rumor, not the shit.
That's what I mean. Like, you can only ever use it once.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it would get around and you'd be like, people. Like, if your boss kept it secret, that's good. But I wouldn't want to be known as shit himself on the way to work.
Yeah. I don't know. If it depends on how much I wanted that day off.
If you're going to go down that route, I would say you have a personal emergency.
I don't think
that's like you haven't been specific, but it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't ask.
But
because
the only thing with that is if you say that, you need to be prepped if they ask what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Shit yourself.
Yeah, I feel like the vaguer you go, the shitter the excuse is, really. Like when people are like, oh, I feel like I've got a personal emergency. I don't think. Every time I hear that, I think bullshit.
Yeah, but that's because you're thinking about you saying.
Yeah, to be fair. what's a good excuse? I mean, I feel like phoning sick for 2 days is quite bad. I know, like, I always hear that where people are like, if you're going to phone in sick, you should phone in sick for 2 days because it looks a lot more real.
Depends what it is.
Phone in sick for one, but I don't know, man. I feel like if you're just if you're hungover or you just can't be asked, I feel like doing 2 days is taking the piss a little bit.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas, like,
find a new job that you might want to work.
You like.
What's a good excuse? What's a good scheme?
All right, excuses. I'm going to fire off a couple here off the top of my dome. My flat was broken into.
Yeah.
I need to.
You waited for three buses. Three buses didn't come.
Yeah, that was actually this morning, actually. Yeah. I was late. I had to freaking, like, run it in the end. It was horrible. If your flat was broken into, the police are showing up later to itemize things, everything that was stolen. That's a good one.
A friend of mine takes photos on his street anytime a car's broken into. And he's just like, I'll need that at some point. And he uses that as excuses for different jobs and stuff. Be like, oh, I'm running slightly late. My car got broken into, and then just sends a picture. Of
That's actually a really good into. Idea. Yeah. What street does he live on where it's just cars smashed in every night?
Don't know.
London.
Yeah.
London.
What? I bet you'll find one if you walk.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you get a different car every week. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because the other one got smashed.
You get smashed and then nicked.
Yeah.
Easiest smashed. To get in.
Because I think that's a good one. So yeah, if you ever see a car where that's been had his window put through, take a picture of that and be like, oh, sorry, I'm running slightly late. My window's been put through. I think that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Flooding in the house, possibly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Send us a picture.
Yeah. All right. Send him one of the pictures from one of those water worlds in Mario 64.
Yeah.
And be like, ah, gotcha. I'll be in it at 9. I'm sorry, sir.
You start at 8.
I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it took me an hour to find a picture.
You call my bluff, good sir. I will be in post haste. It's like, don't bother your fire. Like, very good, sir.
Why are we talking like this? I don't know.
When I started IGN, like, I remember asking Al, like, oh, what time do we start? Because at my old job, it wasn't until 10. And Al was like, oh, we have a morning meeting at 9, and then we start work at 9:30. I was like, so we got to be in for 9? And he was like, yeah. And then I started coming in, I was like, that never happened. I don't know if he was razzing me, but when I spoke to Joe, I think he said a similar thing to Joe when Joe started as well. I don't know if it was like a razz that he never went like, for. Because it's like a couple of times.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
He said, come in between 9 and 9:30. Meetings at 10.
Yeah. I think maybe he was razzing.
He looked you up and down. And he's like, that's a guy that's not going to come on time if I don't tell him.
Because I already sent him 4 pictures of different cars and we'd smashed it.
He's like, Gav, work starts at 9 sharp. You're like, cool, be there 10. It's like, okay, we need to work him.
We'll see you before lunch. Yeah. Just before lunch. Yeah. Is that a hard start? Or
Creeps, do you want to do the meetings? Yeah, I'll do them.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, are you going to be in tomorrow? Oh, I can't. I'm going to shit myself. So I will be late.
Shit myself. Yeah, I feel like... One excuse I don't like, though, I think is, and a friend of mine used to do this quite a lot, he used to use like family member stuff. He'd be like, oh, like we've had a death in the family, or like my
aunt. Oh, fake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awful. No.
It's fake. Well, real. Yeah. Oh, that's bang out.
Yeah.
Is he asking for an excuse or whether it's okay for him to take another 2 days off?
No. Well, no. Well, he asked, he actually says, like, should I phone in again or write out the problem, play the symphony card? Or, but then also, what excuse have you guys used, given? Like,
he's looking for another excuse. He needs another excuse. That's what it is.
I think the smashing a car one, don't you smash in a car.
But that's a one day or as well. You can't be like, I need 2 days off.
You know, if they know you have a car,
famously
get a bike. And when you get back, I don't drive.
Yeah, bike's been stolen.
Bike's been stolen.
But then
you'll ride it back. Then you'll have to get another bike.
And that's the thing. You don't need 2 days off.
The thing with like elaborate lies is sometimes it's more to remember.
Yeah. I think smash it. If you can't find a car, smash in a car. Do that.
Yeah. Done.
There you go.
Google 2 day long tropical diseases. Find a weird one that when you say the name out loud, it's so bewildering that your boss just.
How have you got that?
True. Yeah.
A tropical. Where have you been?
Middle
zoo.
Keys. There was a.
I got a bag of bananas.
Yeah.
A girl I knew in uni got a like. got like a super ancient disease from like medieval times.
It's real.
This is real life.
Okay.
Because she hosted a forest party at her apartment, and they brought in like loads of leaves and foliage like from outside and like decorated the whole flat with it. And she got like this mad old school disease that they were like, we don't know how you've contracted this. And she was like, well, I've been living basically.
Swamp thing now.
She is Swamp Thing now.
And this is someone we got to live with.
Yeah.
So
now she got a BA, which is incredible, really. Didn't impede on her work. I respect that.
Very good.
So say you're the Swamp Thing.
Okay, here's another one. It's about a guy being bored at work. He says, sometimes I am so bored at work, I'm secretly watching Netflix or playing on my Vita. I think deep down my boss is looking through my scheme, but I get my work done properly, so he let me get away with it. Am I a bad person? And were you guys sometimes bored at IGN? Excuse my terrible German English. Love Herman. Look at that word. Am I a bad person? And were you guys sometimes bored at IGN? I don't think you're a bad person. Because it depends on what your job is, isn't it? Unless someone is relying on you to do your job to stay alive.
Well, he's saying he's doing his job, which is why they're putting up with it, which is a good thing at least.
I think this actually feeds into a little bit of... we saw this guy do a talk the other day. He was like VP of Twitter, and he's written a book about like how to be happy at work. And I think this is the thing. As a culture, we've got to this point where if you're not working every minute of 9 to 5, then you're not a good worker. And it's like some jobs just don't function like that.
No.
But we've created a society where you have a job. And what's your job? You work 9 till 6, 9 till 5, and you just work, and then you work till lunch, and then you just work. And it's like, human beings shouldn't necessarily be doing it. Like, it's impossible to be productive 100% between those set hours. Some people can, some people are different, and it's like... It just might not suit you, but that's all right. As long as you're getting your stuff done and your boss doesn't give a shit, then it's fine, isn't it?
I guess it depends on the job as well. Because like,
if you're a pilot, you should be watching where you're going.
Like when I was
looking out the side window. Are you looking at this, Kev? Yeah,
it's mainly autopilot these days. Is it?
It's computers now.
Yeah, but you have to put it on. What?
When I was a waiter, the whole thing was like, either be busy or look busy.
Yeah.
Like 24/7. You've got to be on.
I think that's part of it. It's like, if you're not working, don't make it so conspicuous that those around you are like, they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was awful because like, there'd be literally nothing to do and you're making up work that doesn't exist. You're like, change the salt and pepper shakers for no reason. They're all fine, but I'll do it anyway. And it's like, at that point, it was like, it probably would have been more productive to give people little breaks than just work them nonstop. So at least if he's watching Netflix, hopefully he's not a waiter who's like just going to the bathroom and like getting his phone out.
My old housemate, her brother came to live with us for a bit, and he started working at like some insurance broker's thing. I don't know what he actually did, but it was one of those things where your job is to get these files done, whatever you have to do with them. And he's like, I was like, he was so bored because that's all he had to do was like that, but he didn't want to ask for any more work. So... But they would give him, if he took 9 to 6 to do it, that was amazing. And everyone kept going like, that's amazing. He was like, I get on my work number by 1. And he's like, I just don't know what to do. He's like, he was like teaching himself French.
Yeah.
Like he said, sometimes he would do all the work and then delete the work and then do it again. And I was like, you got to get a new job, mate.
That's like, bad.
That
yeah.
is really, really bad. Oh my gosh.
I feel like we've had like, IGN was a weird one because you'd have... Like one day would be really slow and then the next one would be like the maddest day ever with like 3 things dropping and like a whole team on board.
Yeah,
and then
once
that was done, he'd be like, does anyone need help editing?
Yeah, that's the thing. It was always different like projects and stuff like that. Like, so I guess, some days were slower than others. It was quite demanding. There's quite a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was ever bored because there's fucking 7 of us. So
yeah.
It's hard to be bored. And like especially if now and again, if you think that you're bored, then you just go, like, I'll just turn around and speak to you or fuck about for like 20 minutes or something like
that.
And
I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm trying to get this shit done.
You're like, I'm very stressed. The best is when I sat by Rich and I was like, you know, when you've done like just an hour or like 2 hours of solid editing and you haven't moved your head from the screen and then you like come out and you're like, and they're like almost like actually breathing out loud.
How long was I in? Yeah. I was editing
like
a news video.
It's got hypoxia. Yeah.
Then you look over and be like, because Rich was like a magician. You'd be like, Rich.
And he'd be gone.
He'd be like, like, do a magic trick. And then like, that was 15 minutes. Like, it's a nice little bit of downtime.
15 minutes he's doing this trick for.
Yeah, it's amazing, man.
Madness.
But I don't know, as long as you're getting your work done, if, as you say, you think they're onto you anyway, because he's like, I think deep down my boss is looking through my scheme, but he gets his work done, so it's fine.
I think that's the thing, if you get your work done, as long as you're not making it obvious, like, I've got this, because a lot of jobs, it's just playing a game, you're playing a game, your boss is playing a game, as long as he can say his boss, he did all the work.
Yeah.
He probably don't give a shit if you're not, as long as you're doing the thing, it doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. It's like, if it was so obvious you're playing your Vita, so your boss is now getting it from other people going,
yeah,
he's allowed to do that, why can't I do that?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
I keep that on the down low. Maybe do Netflix instead. So it's yeah. less constant. Don't draw attention to yourself. If you're happy doing that, get away with it.
Yeah, because I remember learning that exact lesson, basically. I worked at B&Q for a while, which I loved. But now and again, like, it was either, I either did greeting or I was on the phone, like just directing people to like the right department. And yeah. And if no one's phoning the shop, you haven't got anything to do. And there's nothing else to do. Like, I haven't got any files or anything like that. So I would take a book in, and I was like, this is amazing. And I was getting through just books all the time. Like, I was just left by my own devices.
You said take a booking.
No.
You can have B&Q for a wedding.
But I was just reading books. It was amazing. It was like the best job ever. It was like 8 hours of just reading and answering the phones now and again and putting through the departments. But someone told on me, and they were like, oh, I went in the other day and he was reading. And I was like, they were like, oh, have you been reading books up in that room? I was like, yeah. They were like, oh, you're not allowed to do that. I was like, okay, so what do I do?
Can I get radio?
I was like, yeah. I was like, so what do I do when there's no calls coming through? They're like, you just got to be ready for the calls. I was like, I'm ready for the call, okay? Like, it's fine.
That's so weird.
But it was like this mad thing where I was just like, okay, but I think they just didn't. I was like, sorry, I was basically sneaking a book in. So I basically then was still reading.
Microfilm.
But anytime anyone was coming anywhere right remotely close, I was just hiding underneath like a B&Q file. So they come in and be like, yeah.
You should put it in. Just wait. Oh, I was reading the B&Q manual. Test me.
Just get ready for those calls. Yeah.
But I think that's what it is maybe not making it as obvious.
Yeah, Netflix is a hard one. I'd maybe look into podcasts.
Yeah,
you're obviously into them.
Sees your screen. Yeah,
yeah.
Vita is conspicuous.
That's conspicuous.
I just wouldn't enjoy watching Netflix though. Because I wouldn't enjoy having to watch it like secretly. Do you know what I mean? I feel like if I'm watching something, I like to be invested in it rather than just having it on the background.
Maybe it's just got like stuff on passing the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the office or something, watching, just letting it go.
I suppose.
I do that a lot.
That's why I think like podcasts are a little bit better, because I feel like you've got your wits about you slightly more, because you know, looking at something, you can kind of like be around. I don't know. Yeah, get in podcasts, but also teach yourself French, like my old housemate.
Do something right productive. Yeah, that's not a bad way to do it. Lots of good language learning apps on your phone. Mm. So look into those. You might as well learn something.
So I recently got a promotion at work. I've been in this new position for about a month. And not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've done a phenomenal job. My warehouse is 100% in order. But just yesterday, they hired a new guy for the same positions as me. I'm going to read that again. But just yesterday, they hired a new guy for the same position as me. This is a single person job. They're having me train him for my job. I really like the position, but I fear that I'm going to get demoted once I'm done training him. I don't know what to do. So just to unpack this then. So he got promoted.
Yeah.
Sounds, he thinks maybe, well, he's also saying that he did a phenomenal job, but yesterday they brought in the same person.
Doesn't sound like it, mate.
Yeah. If you've done such a good job, why are you worried?
We've got to take him at his word.
Yeah.
Because he knows maybe how they do it, stuff at his place. It's like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah.
He's doing a phenomenal job. This guy's poached. They've been lining him up as new warehouse manager for months.
Yeah.
And this guy just came free.
Yeah. I feel like if you've done a good job, you don't have to worry about that. But I do think that is quite cold-hearted of a place to be like, yeah, York. It's like getting someone to dig their own grave.
To be fair, though, why would they, if he has done such a good job,
yeah,
or no, sorry, if they were going to replace him because he's so shit, why would they get him to teach the new person how to be a bad manager?
Teach him how to be shit. Weird. That's a very good question.
Because it's not going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to get you expanding to dig your own grave. It's like, this is Pete. He doesn't know how to hold a shovel. Show him Pete. It's like, no, that's not how this works.
See, because my mind, as soon as I read it, went to, okay, so if you really want to keep your job, teach him to do a shit. But then maybe they'll think you're a crap.
Yeah, they're
going to
be like, what did
then?
You learn today? And it's like, I learned the customer's dirt. Yeah, nothing matters.
If it all falls down, they're going to, and like, it, you are wrong, they're going to be like, why have you taught him so poorly?
Can we rule out this as an undercover boss situation?
Yeah.
Let's always rule those out. Like, first off, with all these, check you're not an undercover boss. Because if you ask them, it's like vice cops. They have to say yes. I wonder, like, if you're doing such a good job, I wonder if it's just because maybe they're expanding. They want you to train him up so you can go manage somewhere else. Yeah. Skill sharing.
For me, mate, if you're so sure that you've done such a phenomenal job, I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe, as you say, like maybe that you don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe ask them.
I was going to say ask, because I think people would respect your ambition and enthusiasm. Yeah. If you said to the people above, he's like, I've done this, my record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Like, why can I not do this job full time? Or
yeah. Like, or maybe if you don't want to ask like that, maybe you could just be like, hey, I'm just wondering, like, why am I training this guy for? Because like, I've been doing it all by myself.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like,
alternatively, you could kill him in some sort of warehouse related accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a bunch of shelves kind of fall on
him. But then you'll get sacks of healthy safety records. Yeah. That's limited.
You got to be careful. You got to make sure it's not the fault of your shitty warehouse.
I would say, like, if you are to your thing, teach him to do a shit job. Teach him to do a brilliant job, but one thing really badly.
Like,
so it's not on your training,
yeah. Teach him to like do a really good job managing the warehouse, but also tell him like they really love racism. So then he's like, does an amazing job, but then he's just a massive racist. He's like, we can't have that. You can't have that. I taught him good stuff, but he's a racist. So get him out.
I thought it was Blackface Wednesday.
Yeah.
No one said that.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Then, like, get him to do the job, and he's like, "Oh, actually, he's an amazing manager, and he's done this training amazing. Look how good this guy is now." But then he's like, he'll say something really disgusting,
and you can be like, "Whoa, shit. Whoa,
where I never trained him to do that." Yeah. Anything, I trained him the opposite. I don't know where he's got that from. Someone else must have been coming in and training him. Yeah,
God, you can't have that as a manager. Whoa. I guess I'll stay. I'll stay on. No, like, we were going to promote you. It is a bit like in The Office when Michael thinks that Jim is applying for his job.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was so that Michael could get promoted. Maybe they're trying to promote you, dude. They're trying to move you up.
You might be a little bit threatened by it, but maybe it's nothing. And that's why maybe speaking to the other people. Like, if you've done a phenomenal job, like you said, like, it seems like you can make that case pretty clearly to your superiors. I don't think you should be that threatened by it.
No.
I think it's okay. Don't overthink it.
Hi, guys. Having a tough time at work at the moment. Recently, three of my best friends left the company I work for, and I'm missing them greatly. I fear the hole they have left in my life may never be filled. But any ideas how to get the spring back in my step and start to enjoy the working week again? Cheers and much love.
So this is from our old boss.
100% anonymous.
Yeah, 100% anonymous. We definitely don't know who this is.
So he said like three almost genius level people left his...
Irreplaceable.
To start a Facebook-esque enterprise. The three Zuckerbergs left.
Three... It doesn't say that they were sexy best friends, but I'm assuming...
It says handsome, though.
We can assume that.
We can assume that. It changes, lots of stuff changes at your work, man. Like, I remember, like, I think pretty much all the jobs that I've left, because you make friends and stuff like that, it's always really, really sad. I remember once, like, actually, I was like, this is the most it's ever felt like a breakup. Like, having to call my friend being like, hey, man, I'll give you my notice today. And he's like, fuck off. I was like, no, I give him a notice. He's like, you're taking the piss. And I'm like, you just wouldn't have it. And he was like, this is bullshit. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was really
sad. Wait, was he your boss or?
No, just a mate at work.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's my best mate, but still at the time.
None taken, it's fine.
But I remember like this one production assistant who we just all loved. This guy called Jimmy. He was our production assistant and then he left. And the day that I found out that, I had tears in my eyes when he said he was leaving. It's like, we were a close team. But when he said it, he was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to go into business with my father. So I'm leaving, but I'm also leaving London. So I'm going to be moving back up to Manchester. And I was like, I was in the garden of my mum's house. Just like, Jimmy.
It's like JFK, man.
Yeah. I was like, Jimmy,
we all remember when Jimmy left.
Yeah. And it's just like after I spoke to him, because he's such a nice person, he was calling around everyone to say, and just like
Gav was meant to be at work that day, and it was like, how the shits?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, I was just sitting there looking at my phone, and then obviously he was phoning people, and then just like texts start coming through. It was like, you spoken to Jimmy?
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
I just imagine you on the phone like, did you mean any of it? Yeah. When you said you had a good day at work, was any of it real, Jimmy?
But yeah, things are going to change, man.
Yeah, I think it's tough as well because It can feel like a breakup, but it's not a relationship. You know, it's like a, it's business. It's not personal.
And then you know, I think selfishly look out from your perspective and go, you know, three people leaving means way more opportunities for you to like do cool things and be more responsible and take like more of an initiative and lead on things. And I would say like, don't be that sad because I'm going to see you next week for your birthday, Cardi.
Here we go, then. Last one for today.
All right.
Hey up, slugs. I've got one massive problem.
And we're here to solve it.
I have the biggest phobia of shitting in public bathrooms, either at work, while shopping, or even in the pub. I've been known to leave nights out or leave work to go home for a poo. Is this normal? Is there anything I can do about it? Please help. Love, from.
I don't have a phobia, but I, whenever possible, I don't have a shit in a public toilet because I just think a lot of them are minging.
Oh, like in a pub toilet or anything like that? No.
Just public toilets in general.
No, he just said, yeah.
Yeah, anywhere, no, I think most public, of them, like, most, like...
But work, though...
Oh, works. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But sometimes I've been in those toilets and they were fucking disgusting. Not here.
Yeah, yeah.
I nearly brought that one.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. Can we tell that story? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so we were like in between shoot and retry and I went
My
to
flat
live.
Is very small. I want
to
say. Yeah, no,
to be honest, I would even avoid even having a shit here because I just feel quite self-conscious about having a shit in someone's house. Because mine are terrible. So I went in and you were in the living room. Powers was in the shooting room. And when I went in, I didn't really think about it much of the time, but I did think it was weird. There was just like water constantly flowing from the toilet. And I was like, that's weird. And then I had a shit. And then I obviously cleaned up and I was about to flush it. And it just wouldn't flush. And then I realized the water constantly draining was meant the cistern wasn't filling up and therefore wasn't flushing. Immediately, I was like, how am I going to shovel my own shit out of the toilet using a bag? Because I was looking around and there was like a plastic bag for like toilet rolls. I was like, could use that.
Because before I heard that it was an issue with the toilet, I assumed it was some sort of...
I thought I poopy.
I assumed it was some sort of
like... Can wipe me?
Some sort of mega poo that had like refused to die.
It wasn't... No. It's probably with the toilet. I want to make that abundantly clear.
It wasn't something you created.
It was a structural problem.
But right. To be fair, what I will say about those toilets, like, I don't know if you guys find this as well, but... I'm used to shitting in toilets with a bigger, like, basin.
It's all bowl, man.
It's mad, isn't it?
I can't pee.
I'm glad everyone else did the same thing. Yeah.
I once read an academic essay about toilet design. And because in different cultures, they do different slopes because... Right. Like some cultures like to have a shit and they like it to smear because some cultures like to look at their feces and stools.
What culture is that?
Legend culture.
Well, in this... in this, it's because some people like to like examine the stools as a
sign of good luck.
Whereas,
some cultures
like no, get rid of the shit, gone immediately.
America,
it's just a vacuum.
America very high water line, so it kind of eases out. That's why in America you have massive ones because it kind of like eases it down into the water. It doesn't break.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
I've read a lot about this stuff. So I was like, oh my god, it's not flushing. So I was I just thought honesty is the best policy, come out here and just explain this.
Yeah.
And then I just had to jammy the button until the cistern started filling up and then we got rid of it.
It's never happened before, but it hasn't happened to my friend's one. I was like, but there was a bit where we did actually have a conversation. You were like,
give me a dog bag.
Give me a dog poo bag. And I was like,
not a dog bag, I'm gonna take it home.
Yeah. To examine it, we know.
But I would like work maybe a slight side, but most gents' toilets are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's...
Like, as in, like, toilets he's covered in piss. I'm not going anywhere near them.
Yeah.
I think, like, is there anything I can do about it? I don't know, man. I feel like you have...
It's got a plan, haven't
you? Yeah, I think phobia is wrong. Like, know that it's, you know, if you get caught short, that it's all right. But maybe you just got... Yeah, as you say, like...
I would go find a venue that's... not a bad public toilet. Like one, because there's loads of them, like cafes and restaurants and bars that have like good public toilets that aren't cubicles. They're like their own closed off, like little rooms almost. Yeah. Find one of those you're comfortable in. Maybe go poop there once a week if it's nearby. Feel that out. Get used to that and build your way up.
Yeah.
To the Albert Hall.
Because the only thing is, if he lives in America, yeah. then I completely get that because the door gaps in American cubicles.
I do not get
If I can see another human's eye through the gap, that's too much.
See, I can't go unless I see a human eye.
But that's why you call me in.
But I would say, as phobia goes, it's not a bad one because it's not like you've got a phobia of something amazing.
Yeah.
You're not missing out.
No,
it's not like you've got a phobia of kissing your wife or something. Like, you're not missing out. I choose not to have a shit in a public toilet. You're doing okay. I think just if you're going to go to work, have one in the morning before you go, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Man,
like you're not missing out on much.
Like, I do miss a lot about IGN, but like, the toilets at our office that we've just left were fucking incredible. I've never seen a toilet.
It was like a hermetically sealed room.
Yeah. Like, you get your own little room to go for a
shit. They ticked all the boxes. Yeah. It's your own room, but also your own sink and hand dryer.
Yeah. And toilet.
And toilet. And there's a radio playing constantly, so there's noise at all times.
Quite thick walls. Like, you couldn't...
Oh, absolutely.
Because sometimes I can be a bit in public, like, noise conscious.
Yeah.
That's something that puts me off about going in public. It's like, I don't want people to hear.
Yeah.
The only bad
one... I feel vulnerable.
The only bad one was that one cubicle that had the smashed walls where, like, the piss man would go.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I don't like
that. That freaked me out a bit because I was like, there's a piss man back there.
There's definitely a piss man back there.
Disgusting.
I felt like people could see because, like, the sunlight would come in. You're like, if I'm seeing sunlight, I feel like someone can see me.
Yeah, that's,
I don't like that.
That's the rule.
That's my rule. but I think, Daniel, I think that's a really good point. Like, you haven't got a phobia of something that everyone enjoys doing. Yeah. Like, no one really enjoys doing this. So,
but if it's an obstacle in your life, you want to, like, going out on a night out, leaving so you can go.
But like I'm saying, I don't think I've ever had a shit on a night out.
No.
Because I just plan it. I just have a shit when I'm at home before I go out.
But what if you can't? Can you control your poo that much?
No, but I'm in a rhythm. Yeah. It's not like I'm not like, oh shit, I need a poo right now. Yeah. Like,
sometimes you have to poo when you're out and about.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes with a poo, I think you know it's very hard. I think with a wee, it's like I need a wee right now. I'm busting.
Yeah.
Poo is not as like. Maybe it's different for other people. I'm not like, I need to get it out of me. Like, I'm like, I can keep that for a few hours.
Because I do a weird thing with my poos.
Can't wait to hear this.
Putting cushions.
Where I like, I used to do on the IGN UK podcast where if I needed a poo, I would like, I go, ooh, I need a poo. Let's do the podcast. I'll have like, I'll have a poo as a little like reward for after, and you get your little poo energy. So yesterday, I really needed a poo doing retry. So I was editing. I was like, okay, once I get to, and I was close to getting to the end of this file. So I was like, okay, when I get to the end of this file, then I'm gonna go. And then we had like 3 deaths, 2 duns in like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh for fuck's sake! I was like, oh, I'm just gonna have to ban it. I gotta go for a shit. And I was like,
are you describing me? In my head, I was imagining the film Speed.
Yeah, but like. No, saying it back, that is kind of what it felt like. Obviously, I'm sure Coco was seeing a very different story.
It did come out 66 miles per hour by the end, straight to the ball.
But yeah, so episode 7 is brought to you by my shit. Here we are. That's another Shield Up done and dusted. We solved some problems, helped you out, and did some scheming. What more could you want? If you like the episode, then jump into our Discord channel and chat all about it. If you're on our Patreon, then you automatically get access by linking your Patreon account to your Discord. You can also let us know on Twitter or Instagram what you think of the show. We're at RKG Video on all of that. And we'll be back next week with more Shield Up.